has happened on multiple occasions.
Like them being fearful?
Yes. Okay. I don't know what it is. It could be fearful. It could be anything. It could be, is it me?
Yeah.
I get made fun of a lot because of the way that I look. All the time. Sometimes y'all see it. Sometimes y'all don't. Me and my brothers have grown up with it our entire lives. So it's like if you go out hunting, you can see a deer in the forest way before somebody who doesn't hunt. You can see the deer. You can distinguish between the branches on the trees and the deer's face. Somebody that doesn't hunt can't see the deer or take the deer to get a little closer before they see it. I see shit totally different from the two of y'all when I go out in public. I have a totally different mindset when I leave the house than y'all do. Bracky has a totally different mindset when he leaves. That's why I always make that joke. We're black, but you dark-skinned black. I'm light-skinned black. We get treated a little different. It's the same, but it's different. But
it's like he could be bypassed, but like because like his
I'm short
his skin tone, like you can go by and be like, oh, he's a Puerto Rican or Dominican or whatever.
And I do get mistaken for that all the time.
All the time, but I'm a dark nigga, like I got size to me. People
and
are gonna
Southern accent.
And people are gonna be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? They look at me already like I get looks all the time. But like I said, I'm trained to just be like,
right,
keep it moving.
Just
right.
Used
but can
to.
Can I say something without for the record, anyone taking this
just
wrong?
Just say it.
But I'm saying like, I feel like sometimes people put themselves in certain boxes too.
No.
I'm not saying that this doesn't happen. I'm not saying that because I've seen it happen. But I'm saying this also happens to a lot of other class of people. I'm not saying that it's okay. I think it's completely wrong.
Oh, of
it's
course
immoral.
It does. Of course.
But I'm saying, you know, people with deformities, people with like disabilities, people that are, you know, fat, people that are super skinny. Like this is, it's just an issue in general. I'm not saying that it's not okay. I'm just saying that since I've dated a black man, I have seen racism. It's alive.
You have to understand that.
I didn't have the understanding that I have now. I'm saying that a lot of times,
it's just like when you be like, oh, what you going through and you need to talk about it and this and that. Like, I don't talk about it. Like, I go through shit all day long because that's just what I'm used to. Like, I don't sit here and be
used to, or what you were taught.
I'm used to. Like, I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, the lady at work, you know what I'm saying, said something under her breath, and I know she said what she said, but I, you know what I'm saying, it affected me, but like, I'm not gonna talk
it's
about it.
It's another Tuesday.
It's just keep it moving. Like that's normal. No, I'm just giving an example. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Like I remember being little, and this was in the deep south, like back in the 90s, and shit was really going on. Like today ain't shit compared to what was going on back then, because my whole community was like African American and bad as fuck. Like I feel like those were.
Where are you from?
I remember a white lady calling us a nigga, me and my brother, and I went and told my mom, and then my mom pulled us to the side and was like, come here, grabbed us. I'm talking about grabbed us like we did something wrong, and went down there and knocked on the lady's door and snapped on the lady, like really went in on her, and my mom went to jail for that shit. And I remember from A, being afraid of police, B, this lady said something to me that I didn't really understand, but it obviously affected my mom, so I'm upset. And then C, this is really going on. Like, my mom pulled us to the side, explained to us, like, okay. So we got the history, we got the shit early on, like, whether it's people being gay, whether it's people being racist, we got that shit early on. Like, we were taught that this is how it is and this is what's going on. And then you and like our relationship, you be like, oh, you know, you don't talk about things and this and that. A lot of stuff I don't talk about because I can't do nothing about it. I can't change it.
But it's still stuff.
And I'm not trying. And I'm.
Everyone's feelings.
It should
be validated.
It
should be, but it's not. I'm 33 years old. Like I ain't been talking about it for decades. So you think I'm just gonna open up and be?
If you're with a partner and there are issues in your life or things that are bothering you, like our love topic, these are things that you should be comfortable enough.
Right, I feel comfortable talking to you, but then I also know in the back side of my brain that Raquel gonna know about it, and Mamita gonna know about it, and Frank gonna know about it, and then your uncle gonna know about it.
That's
like,
not true.
Crystal, there's times that I've been with you and you've been like, well, Bracky is, you know, he's dealing with this and this and this. And I'm like, I don't want them to know about that. Like, I love and respect your family, but I don't want them to know about that. That was between us. And I can't give you no example off the top of my head, but I just know it's happened multiple times. And I've been sitting there, like, I'll sit there and I hear you saying something and I'll just be like, not saying nothing. Like,
but you've never told me. So how do I know it made you uncomfortable? Or how do I know it was a topic that you didn't...
Because I know you're good at reading body language. I know you're good at reading people. So if you say something to your mom, like about my mom, right? Y'all talking about my mom. And then you look at me and you see my body language. Because I know anybody that look at me and they know I'm rubbing my face. Or I'm like... And you can just see it in me that I'm bothered. And you already know that. We ain't been dating 2 weeks. It's been a long time. So you know... Like, he upset about something. But I understand you, though. You want me to talk about it. You want me to be like, pull you to the side, like, oh, that shit really bothered me. But again, I'm going to go back to this. I've been, like, holding shit in for so long that I feel like, you know, if you see me looking some type of way or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I lost a lot of friends because I told them some shit, and then they say some shit that I told them right in front of me, and then I just don't talk to them no more. And then they'd be like, ugh. But this is different. We're in a relationship. But like I said, it's continuous. It's continuous.
Communication.
Right, but it's continuously.
Some stuff you gotta know. Some stuff.
I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna be real with you.
But you won't know if you don't listen and communicate about what happened.
No, you won't know unless you pay attention. See, when the situation with my mom and your mom, they was talking. And then that shit was brought up. You know how mad I was. But that doesn't.
But you never knew.
Wait. Let me finish what I was saying because I got a point. That situation happened however it happened. You know I was upset about it. But then whether we talk about it or not, or we talk about it.
You didn't want to talk about it.
I'm trying to explain something to you.
That
listen,
was the whole problem,
can you though. Please listen to me for a minute? I mean, the whole point of communication is to listen to each other. So, when you saw me upset, you knew I was upset. You took it as like, well, fuck you, da-da-da-da-da. And then later on, you were like, well, we need to talk about it. Now I'm looking at it like, I really don't want to talk about nothing. Because I know that when I'm upset about something, your defense mechanism is, it's my fault or that I'm doing something
wrong.
For
the record, you walked in on a conversation that was 90% at the end and heard... A couple words, did not know what we were talking about. He just heard his mother was in it and there was a situation involving his mom. So for the record, you can't jump to conclusions unless you address the issue with your partner.
So what was being talked about?
Your mom.
My mom.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Your mom had a conversation with my mom and my mom was talking about it. Okay, for the record, we're going to be real, right? So, his mother brought up a topic about how her children didn't love her because she was working hard. She's working 60 hours a week. She's doing everything by herself. She's feeling some type of way. She don't got no man. She's been divorced twice, once, whatever. So, she said that her sons didn't love her. Me being the girlfriend that I am, I'm going to stick by my man. Okay, my man, I look at him like he's my husband in my life because there's potential, so I look at him like he's my husband. Whether it's my mother, whether it's my father, whether it's my sister, anybody in my immediate family, and they're talking bad about my husband, I'm gonna defend my husband to the utmost. So when my mom's saying, I feel bad, because this was a trigger point for my mother because she felt a certain type of way too, so she connected to your mother during that conversation. So my mom says, it's kind of fucked up how Bracky and his brother don't love their mom. And I'm like, what did you just say? And she, because she was in her feelings. Now mind you, my mom doesn't get in her feelings. She's a tough cookie. She holds it all in, like she's strong, but she's really weak inside. So I was like, what are you talking about? You don't even know what you're talking about. And she goes, yeah, it's pretty fucking shitty. And I'm mad because I'm like, yo, this is the man that's right next to me. Mind you, he lives with me and my children. So I'm feeling pissed off at the source, which happened to be his mother because she said it. So I'm like, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. I really went there with my mom because she was like, that's why, you know, maybe Gabby's uncomfortable or whatever. Because, you know, caring, if he can't care for his mom, then how is he going to care for you and your kids? I'm like, you don't even know what you're talking about. You're talking out of your ass right now. Mind you, I'm defending him the whole time. I'm like, you don't even know that his mom just up and left. Like, she was at her house because of X, Y, and Z. And she just up and left. Like, this man is about to break right now. And you're talking about he don't love his mom. Get the fuck out of here. Literally, these are my words to my mom. That's so rude.
Okay, I can't even believe, to the point where I walk in.
I can't even believe that you'd say something like that. And I'm like, his mom. And then Bracky walks in. And
What did I do when I walk in?
You look like a ghost, like we were talking about your mom. And I looked at my mom.
Did I walk and sit down?
You sat down to the left. All
right.
And then I look at my mom like, don't stop this conversation. Keep it going. Because if I had stopped that conversation, it would have looked like I was hiding something. And I wasn't hiding anything. So we kept talking. Bracky's looking at me like he can't believe we're still having this conversation. Mind you, he doesn't know what we're talking about. And we kept going on.
So miscommunication sounds like the root of that particular situation.
So then Bracky just gets up.
Whole lot of
he's purple in the face. Walks out, goes straight to the car, right?
That ain't true.
And I go.
Objection!
I go to my mom, I'm leaving because you completely crossed the line. You didn't come and ask me what was happening. You assumed that because somebody came to you, you automatically believed them. Mind you, you've met this person once. Now, mind you, family can cause a lot of issues. But my mom was wrong for just believing someone, whether it was biologically a family member or not. You just believe someone instead of coming and asking me.
I'm going to tell y'all this.
What's she going to tell us?
So, for the record, chime in, people.
For the record.
Ain't nobody listening. A situation like that, you want them. You would come to your partner and say, what was this conversation about? You wouldn't just jump to the conclusion about, y'all were talking about my mom, because your mom is dealing with issues. So you thought we were talking about her, but that was not the truth. The truth is your mom came talking about you. And it got brought up to me because it was an issue because I have children that we were.
So the conversation was about me buying my bet.
The conversation was your mom talking about you and your brother. Saying that you guys didn't love her and didn't care about her, which makes a lot of sense. And I believe my mom when she told me because of the relationship that your mom and you have had. And I told you that you needed to work on it when I would ask you, hey, when do you go see your mom? Or do you call your mom? And you've gotten a lot better with it the last year and a half that we've been dating, almost 2 years. You've really grown as a son because I've seen it. But I've also had to help you because I don't know what relationship you had before. I just know that you didn't really have one. So your mom was feeling some type of way. And in the moment, maybe they connected.
You didn't know what kind of relationship I've had because I haven't had one.
Exactly. So your mom was expressing that. She connected with my mom because maybe there was a connection. My mom didn't have that relationship either. My mom pushes us away sometimes. She intentionally pushes us away, whether it's by talking about people when we're just having a regular conversation or stuff that I'm just like, you're in a box all the time. So when she gets around people, she doesn't know how to express herself. But this was a conversation that got brought up. And I was so upset because I'm sitting here like, I just fucking defended you and now you're attacking me when you should be giving me a hug and embracing me that I just defended you and I really needed love at that point and I had to
But the way you came at me when I was in the car, you were upset. You were mad.
Because
you were like
stormed out in my mom.
Yeah, because I'm not finna sit there and listen. Like, I'm not finna sit there and
but
listen
you're
to y'all.
Like my mom was saying it, but it came out your own blood's mouth.
Okay, but I'm like I said at the end of the day.
Chime in. I want you to chime
in. And I know how people are like about like talking, like gossiping, and like I hear it. Like I hear it about people talking about their own family members and shit like that. Like, so I know that what was being said, I don't really know. I can't even really speak on it because I'll be lying. But I just heard my mom's name and I know what my mom was going through at the time. And I feel like...
So you went in with the preconceived notion of they've automatically got to be talking about my mother.
Nah, you loud. But,
chime in.
I felt like I'm hearing my mom. I'm hearing my mom's name. And first of all, your mom wasn't even looking at me. Y'all see me come in and it stopped for a minute.
No,
and
I sat down. Stop and I said...
No, I walked in and I busted left and sat down. And I was in the conversation. And... it was like, I wasn't being acknowledged, you know what I'm saying? It was just a horrible ass feeling. Like, it was just a horrible ass feeling. Cause most people knew what my mom was going through at the time. And I just was like, I'm all 100 with my mom. I'm protecting my mom, right or wrong.
So you would protect your mom over your wife?
Over my wife? I'll protect my mom over my wife. If they were like fighting or some shit like that,
I wouldn't. No,
I'm gonna be the mediator. No, I'm gonna be the mediator.
We're talking about, these are biblical things. Would you take your mom over your wife? Let's say your mom and your wife don't like each other. You're gonna take your mom over your wife?
That wouldn't even happen. That's not healthy.
You don't know that.
That's not healthy.
You don't. It doesn't matter if it's not healthy or not. You could have cancer. It's not healthy. It happens. This is life. Shit happens all the time. I'm telling you. For instance, we talked about interracial dating. For one, your
parents. What are we talking about right now? What are we talking about?
I asked you a question though.
I would take my wife's side, but I would also mediate so that they can understand.
This is why I'm not spiritual, because I don't even read the Bible. So y'all would, if my wife was spiritual like that and she read the Bible and all that, I would have to go with.
You would.
I would just have
you
to.
You would take your.
But
wife
you have
over.
Common sense though.
Because when you become one, you and your wife are one.
I guess I would start reading it, but I wouldn't be genuinely interested in it. I'd be like, I'm just doing this because she.
It
does.
Makes sense. It,
you would choose. You would choose your mom or your wife.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I would mediate. I'd have to mediate.
Like, that's what I'm saying. You would mediate.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm if she if you you're saying
it wouldn't
like,
help. It wouldn't help to be like, I'm gonna choose your side. It wouldn't help to do that.
That doesn't help anyone.
That doesn't help.
It wouldn't.
My job would
day,
be to mediate.
When you got two women that are bickering back and forth. And there is no way that
that goes back to communication.
You are going to take your wife's side.
That goes back to communication. Because my wife could be wrong and my mom could be right.
That was the same problem I had with my mom.
Right, if you live with your mom, you could pick your mom's side just because you don't want to go home and hear her mouth.
She heard your mother, your blood mother.
We talked about that. We talked about that already.
Talk about you.
That's old.
And I didn't care what she had to say. I knew that it wasn't the truth. And if I knew deep down in my heart that it was not the truth, I was going to stand by Brock's side.
Well, yeah, you ain't got to be... When you say like spiritual, you ain't got to
be... We're talking about love. You said somebody...
I'm talking to both. I'm talking to both.
It's the same thing.
I'm talking to both.
So you're going
to
go spiritual on one topic when in a relationship. On the other side of that relationship, you're not going to be spiritual.
I said...
So you can get cheated on.
Let me ask you.
Let
me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna be the mediator. Period. And I'm gonna tell you like this. I didn't get that far in the Bible to say, oh, it's I have to choose my wife's side over my mom's side. Because just me being me and who I am, I'm not gonna choose sides.
The Bible tells you you become one.
I'm not gonna choose sides.
The same way that you
I didn't read that part.
Within marriage, but you read within marriage, you become one. It's
okay,
the same
so
thing.
You
this is principles throughout life.
But let me talk. God damn it! When you having a situation where it's your mom and your lady, then you need to figure out the median in the middle and have this shit. Cause you don't want both people to be upset. That's my mom. That's my wife. You got me in the middle.
You're not
so then
though.
You fix
listen
it.
To what, listen to this.
You.
It's not your wife. It's you at this point.
Okay.
It's not your wife. It's
so
you.
I'm gonna choose me over my mom.
No, it's you and your mom. What would you do?
I said I'm gonna choose me over my mom.
So you're just gonna tell her she's right?
No, wrong. I'm gonna come to the conclusion. I'm gonna come to the agreement.
What if she doesn't?
I don't know. She gonna have to figure it out.
That's something that you have to figure out in that moment, though. Like, that's some.
You saying what if? That's like what if the plane from the crash? Like I don't know.
You're not listening, though.
I'm a jump, I guess.
That is no longer your wife. That is you. That is you. This problem is now between you and your mom. What are you gonna do?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I live with my mom, I might just hop on her side because I don't want to hear her mouth when I get home.
That's not fixing
it. Oh, no, I know that. But I'm saying...
You're putting it back on the back burner. So when something else happens, it's an explosion.
That's why you communicate with it and you talk about it.
To get through those problems. You're not getting through those problems just by saying you're right.
At the time, like if I'm in the middle of it, I'm just be like, first of all, y'all are fucking tripping, just relax. Second of all, I'm gonna just be like, look, you're my mom, I don't want no hard feelings. You're my girl, I don't want no hard feelings.
But that doesn't mean you can't tell someone that they're not right.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If it's okay. If you know it's wrong, then you say yeah, it's wrong.
That's
but like,
what I'm saying.
Okay, but you're talking about choosing sides, like
no, I'm
when
not
you say
choosing
choose...
signs. I'm saying the truth or
someone's
wrong.
Oh, you're saying the truth. Okay, the truth or a lie. I'm going with the truth.
Okay, plain and simple.
Not,
there we go.
But that ain't what you said. You said, are you going to choose your lady
yeah,
side?
You
or you
make
gonna...
it sound like there's one
yeah,
or the other.
Like it's one or the other. But if you would have said if it's real or it's fake or if it's true or if it's false, we're going to go with the truth. We're not. You said your mama or your girl or your wife. Y'all become one and all this and that. Are you going to choose sides? You didn't say...
Okay, perfect example. So since you want some clarity here on this...
I just clarified it.
So for instance... No, we didn't. So for instance, the issue with your mom and your sister-in-law.
Why are we still talking about my mom?
Because I want to make this point. Your brother's
married,
right?
No, I don't
want to
talk about that.
They're one, right?
I don't want to talk about that.
They're one.
You're not going to get none.
You wouldn't tell someone they're wrong? You wouldn't tell them they're wrong?
If they're wrong and you believe that they're wrong, then you tell them they're wrong. Okay. Whether it's my dad,
that's what we
my
just
brother.
Said.
But she didn't.
Oh, are you saying
said
that
the
happened,
truth?
He didn't do it?
The
yeah,
truth or a lie? The truth
never,
or a lie?
He never confronted his mom. He stayed angry at me.
We lost. You said the truth or a lie?
His mom was talking about him and his brother, and I defended him.
Here we go.
And this was a big issue. He never talked to his mom and said, Mom, did you talk about me in this way? Did you come to Crystal's mom? Because this is an issue that we just had. He just tried to act like I was wrong the entire time. So anytime problems come up, he still goes back and dwindles back on this situation because it's never been resolved.
All right, one thing, right? One thing, if as far as like boundaries go, if something upsets you, and whether it's been dealt with or resolved or like it's hereditary or whatever, if you don't want to talk about it, then Bracky can't talk about it. It's just boundaries. Like it's like, all right, we got to talk about something else. If you talk about something and it's getting on Brack's nerves and it's just like, it's just sensitive and it's like whether it's taught to him or learned.
There's
or
a difference between sensitive and being issues that are causing other issues.
You're not listening to what he's saying.
If it's causing a problem, like it's making him, if it's making him physically and visually upset, then you have to figure out some other type of way. You either have to stop talking about it and come back to it later. Or you have to figure out a way to like...
That's the problem. It never gets talked about.
Well, then... Obviously, then that's a touchy subject. Like that... If you ever been to like a theme park and it's like shut down, you can't go over there until they take the tape off of it. So...
No, I look at it like you're graduating and they're saying, well, you can't graduate. And you're like, fuck, this is a touchy subject. But you've got to figure it out. You can't just keep saying... I'm going to college without graduating. Like, you've got to go back to the problem and say, this is the issue. I got to resolve this. My grades got to get fixed, this and that, because I can't move forward. I can't move forward in this relationship. I can't move forward in other directions because it will never happen. Exactly. Just because you don't want to talk about it does not mean that it does not need to be addressed. It may not need to be addressed at this given moment, but there needs to be a time frame where it is addressed.
You want a time frame?
I think she's saying like it's bringing a certain type of barrier to the relationship.
Huge.
Like a impasse that you cannot get across. So there's only so many times you can go around it before it's like, all right, we got to go through it.
And that, people have moments where they don't want to talk. That's cool. But you know what? By tomorrow, we'll talk about
at
this.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. But there, that comes with empathy. Empathy. And understanding and compromise. Not saying that one person's got it over the other, or tomato, tomato, but Crystal does have a valid, she does have that point in, you can put it off and put it off and put it off, but eventually you gotta go through it. I don't know about a time frame, like tomorrow at 4:45.
But then I look at things 2:15. Like, are we off the record? But then I look at things like...
Oh, we've been recording.
But then I look at things like, in his personal life, or he'll throw him in the back burner. Like, I'm not dealing with this right now. But you got to deal with it, because you cannot continue throughout life.
But that is what I'm saying about
in the back burner.
Cultural and ethnic differences. I'm going to tell you this, right? You know this. You got a brain on your shoulders. Mackenzie is not going to deal with, she, if anything, she probably won't deal with half the stuff that people don't, that are like me and Brack don't even deal with. That somebody like you probably deal with on a regular basis. She won't even know about, just because of, I'm not going to lie, just because of the way that she looks. She's going to get shit handed to her. Her life is going to be, for the most part, a sweet dream. So, and that's not her fault. That's just how society is. That's how the culture is. That's how shit works.
That's how the dice was rolled.
That's just how the dice
was rolled. That's how the cards were played.
And it's
you gotta play your deck.
She's get not, back on subject though.
She's not subject. Gonna know. She's not gonna know about.
So you're trying to say that he doesn't know. He doesn't know that he's gotta address certain issues.
Yeah, maybe I have issues that I need to address, but that don't mean I had to. That doesn't mean that I have to address them when you say I have to address
Brock,
them.
Brock, you've had issues since before I've known you. That
yeah,
you
I've had issues since I was 3 years old.
And if you don't, if you, you can't just get with them and be like, all right, it's Tuesday, 4:30. It's time to deal with it.
No, but the point is, it's I'm not dealing with it. There's
you're
a difference.
Making a choice to not deal with it, or
he's making the choice not to deal with it.
So then you to
how do you know that I'm making a choice I'm not dealing
because
with?
Because you're not dealing with it.
That's communication.
How do you know that I'm not making a choice not to deal with it, though?
You're not dealing with it, bro.
What am I doing to deal with it?
You're not.
Just say you don't know. Just say you don't know.
What behavior does Bracky exhibit that would lead you to believe that he does not deal with it the way that you would deal with it? Because it sounds like the way that he would deal with it and the way that you would deal with it are two different things. And so
there's many issues within our relationship.
One issue. One.
She's saying me.
Within our relationship?
One. Give me one.
His driver's license.
Okay, and what is the problem with Bracky's? Hold on. What is the problem with Bracky's driver's license?
His driver's license is suspended due to failure of non-payment for child support.
Okay, so do you believe in your mind, you believe that Bracky does not exhibit the behavior that he should be exhibiting to fix that problem? That's how you feel?
Correct, he doesn't.
Okay, so why do you feel like that? What should he be doing?
He should be taking proper actions to...
What constitutes proper actions?
Fix child support. He's got to go to court. He's got to submit documents. He's got to start working so that he can start paying child support.
Okay, Breck, do you feel like you're working towards fixing that situation?
I am.
And what are you doing to fix that situation?
I'm working.
Okay. So somewhere, this is between the two of y'all, is a disconnect, because Bracky feels like he's doing it, and then Crystal gets to the fence and she feels like you're not doing it the right way. So that is where the disconnect is. What's another issue other than child support?
Other than child support?
Name something else.
Boundaries within relationships.
What do you
talking about? Okay, so we have he has a relationship with the children's mom.
Right.
Right? He tells her stuff that she has no business knowing, because it puts us, we're in a relationship, it puts us in a predicament.
And how does it put us in a predicament?
It puts us in a predicament of your driver's license is suspended.
We already...
He tells her information about getting jobs or working at certain places.
And why is that detrimental to his well-being?
Because you're already in the arrears. They can literally come pick Bracky up. When he starts working and it's on paper that he lives here, they can come knock on the door. So for you to tell someone, oh, hey, I just did an audition for this. One, you're stirring up a pot that you have no idea you're stirring up, because of the simple fact of, one, she probably thinks that you have money or you're making money and you're not helping out. So she's going to be upset.
So you feel like the information that he is sharing
has no business.
It can be used against him later on.
It can be used against him. It's a huge problem. So then I get the burden of, I've got to drive you around everywhere, because this woman got upset that you left her and put you on back child support, but you're telling them your next job, because at the end of the day, that's your job. That's not a hobby. It's not saying, oh, hey, I started playing basketball. It's, hey, I just, it's like me calling my ex and saying, hey, I just interviewed for Publix. Do you want to see my interview? You'd be like, what the fuck? Are you psycho? That's what you would think. I don't know if I would say all that.
It was for an acting audition.
That's not the point. Why would you send it? What made you feel like you had to send that to your ex?
First of all, like, okay, I do have an ex, and I try to be as respectful as I can. But also, like, even do ups and downs, we do have a relationship as far as
your job. You need to tell her your audition.
Can I finish?
You gotta be less, like, upset. You just sound like really, really mad.
Because I feel like this is stuff you would deal with, like, with someone that's young and not experienced.
But if you haven't experienced it, you're not gonna know how to deal with it. You can't be mad at somebody who hasn't experienced such things or hasn't dealt with them. And then when it's time to finally deal with it, you can't get mad if they don't know what they're doing.
This person went and put you on back child support since your children were born, saying that you've never been involved. I want you to think about this. You've never been involved in your kid's life. You're a low-life piece of scum in the court. This is what it says, okay? This is coming from someone that's dealt with court experiences. And then on top of that saying, here, if you don't do my way, I'm suspending your license. So now you can't drive to work. You've got to depend on someone else. So now you're taken from me. This is where I say I get tugged. I get tugged into the war without wanting to be tugged into the war. So now I've got to drop you off, be your chauffeur, and then you're telling them the process of what we're doing in our relationship.
I didn't say what we were doing in our relationship.
I'm helping you do all this.
But no, I didn't say what we were doing in our relationship.
But you sent an audition. So now if you get a job, she's going to expect you to pay $100,000 in child support.
But what does that have to do with our relationship?
Why are you telling her?
So let me go back to what I was saying. This is a person that is a mother of my children. And we had a relationship. Not sexual, not boyfriend, girlfriend. We had a relationship because we were friends before we even got together. So she knows a lot about me. I know a lot about her. She has my she is looking over my children. So if there's something that's going on, I want to know about it. I'd rather have good standings with her than to have bad standings with her. I'm trying not. I don't want to disrespect you, and I don't want to disrespect her. But I see where you're coming from. But at the end of the day, I look at it as this is something that I need to deal with and I need to fix. I don't have a driver's license. I'm wanted in Tennessee of the 15th because I wasn't taking care of my responsibilities.
No, that's not true.
Or
you haven't she could been be taking she care could be upset. Separated.
There's right, but she may be upset. Whatever.
And you think that's okay? And then you're feeding the fuel. You're putting fire in the fuel, saying, "Oh well, this is my next step."
I'm not saying this is my
but
next
that's
step.
What you're doing.
I'm saying this is what I've been doing. This is what I've done.
What I'm saying is, there's boundaries. When you communicate with her, the only thing you guys need to communicate is, "This is my children. This is how they're doing in school. What do they need? Are you okay? Because if she's not okay, then they're not okay. Are you doing okay? Your health is good. Everything's good at work. You know, is there anything extra that you guys may need this month? How are they doing in school? How are they doing in sports? Like, when are we gonna set up time sharing? You know, like, what can we set dates? You gotta set that ahead.
So,
not, oh, I just auditioned for this. But you always speak so fast.
That was a text message, by the way.
It doesn't matter. And then you're sending old videos.
But then you don't.
I can't even have a picture of my daughter's dead father. I got fucking reamed out in the face, cursed out.
What kind of picture was it?
Because she had a picture of me and her father while I was married to him. Not just a sexual relationship where we had kids and we fucked and had kids. I was married to this man.
How big is this calendar on the table, you think?
I don't know.
So this table, it's a regular table like a computer desk, and it has a big calendar, one of the calendars you write on. That's how big the picture was. And then it was her, it was William with the sweater on that she gave to me, but it was his sweater with some jeans on that he wore, but I was wearing. And it was Mackenzie, and it was Crystal, and it was Gabby next to his ashes on top of in the kitchen. Well, there's an open kitchen, so when you walk in the house, you're gonna see the photo right there, and it was in the house, and I had no choice but to see it as I walked by. Did I have an issue with the only issue with the picture that I had was that it was like out in the open right there in front of it. When you walk in, I felt some type of way, you know what I'm saying? Just because.
You had the same clothes on?
Yeah. I felt some type of way just because I started to feel like.
William had a bunch of clothes I was going to donate. He left them at my house. They were brand new. Bracky came to my house with nothing. I said, here, do you want this stuff? And he said, is this William's? And I said,
no, I didn't. So hold on. I didn't come to your house to say, and I didn't have nothing.
You didn't have anything. And I said, I was going to donate.
Wait. So
why do you. Do you
let me hold on. Let me finish. Let me clear it up. I was at home. I was at Windsor Hill Way, and she brought clothes over, and I was like, okay, cool. These are nice, and I put them on and wore them. I didn't know they were William's. I didn't know William, by the way. I didn't know him at all, but I didn't know that was his, that these were his clothes and these were his shoes. So I'm thinking like, oh, she had some clothes and some shoes.
Men's clothes, where would you think I got them from?
From Dillard's, from Ross. Shout out to Macy's.
I said I washed them.
You just said they were new.
No, I never. But they were, I said they were like new, not new news.
All right, so y'all defer on that. But so when we moved in together, I just felt a weird vibe on me just because I'm wearing what he was wearing of a man that's passed away. And then like, I didn't
shop at Goodwill. Do you know how much stuff is donated from people?
All right, so
but the fact that you're wearing the exact same
It just did something to me that I'm wearing the exact same thing that he was wearing. So that caused the issue just because I'm looking like, yo, this man's ashes are in the house, his huge picture, and I got his clothes on. So I didn't have an issue with the photo, but the photo should have been in Gabby's room.
That's not what you told me, though.
But then
you said, you got fucking photos all over this goddamn house of that man, and you think I'm going to be okay with it? What the fuck's wrong with you? Put that fucking shit away. And I said, he's dead. I'm not throwing any of those photos away. That's the only thing my daughter has to look at. Can she put them away in a safe place? Yes, I will make that happen. But for you to act that way was because you had other issues.
All right, so when the picture was in her room, I'm fine with that because that's their space. I don't go in her room. I'm cool with that. I would never ask you to throw away some photos that your daughter would look at later on. But then when you got photos of you and him on it, then you going through an emotional drive. You're right, but
I'm not throwing those away.
I'm not asking you.
If he was still alive, it'd be a different story.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am not asking you to throw the photos away, but when you got photos laying around with you and him in the photos, in my mind, I'm thinking like you reminiscing and you know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all were married and y'all got divorced.
He's dead. He's not alive. He's dead.
But.
Please chime in.
Okay.
Because she don't know where I'm coming from. And I'm trying to express how I feel. I'm doing something wrong, obviously, because I'm trying to express how I'm feeling.
I miss Bear a lot. Like, Bear was my boy. I miss him a lot.
No, you cannot compare dogs.
No, listen.
Stop.
Listen to him.
I wouldn't, if I get another dog, Bear is
like. If Bear died.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If he's gone and he's out of the picture, and I know that I'm not going to get him back or whatever, and that's what I'm saying, I can't compare. This is the only thing I can compare it to. So,
and it's not even a comparison. When someone dies, you hold on to certain things. The same way as I told you, take something memorable of your mom, so you have it for memory, even though you move around a lot.
At the end of the day,
if it's an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, that's completely different. That's disrespect.
All right, so because he was dead.
No, because we were married and he was dead.
And y'all had kids together.
On a relationship level. All right,
so if on a relationship level.
It's kind of weird.
She don't feel where I'm coming from. But any man would feel some type of way if they walk into a relationship where a man had just passed away like a year ago or whatever, and he's wearing the clothes that he was wearing, and then he sees photos all over. It was a multiple. You got a stack of them.
I'm not asking you. A white poster board that I had for his funeral that I tucked away in the garage because I didn't want to see it.
All right, so what I'm saying is, any man would feel some type of way if they were put in the shoes that I was in. So I'm not saying like I'm mad at you or nothing like that. I'm just saying that I'm trying to communicate.
You're justifying your actions now that you're having with your ex.
But it's not.
No, it has
nothing. Situation. It wouldn't be just Brack. Any dude would feel kind of weird to walk into a situation.
Maybe with me giving him his clothes, but he didn't have anything. What was
that? No. More than that. Just to walk in and see those. This is what I always thought, right? I don't know if I ever told you this, Brett. I'm always in the background because I'm the cameraman, and I'm always just doing my own thing, but I'm observing. I felt like at Bandit, Crystal had just lost Will and she was in a dark place and she didn't have what she was used to. And then y'all got together.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm afraid I don't have an answer to that.
And then y'all got together and it was more of like a void being filled. In I don't want to say in lieu of or in spite of an actual relationship forming, but I feel like it was a little bit tainted by the fact that she had just lost her husband and she was looking for some type of consolement or some type of way to feel better. And you were just there already. So no disrespect to either of you or no type of judgment on either of you, but it was just a tainted relationship to begin with. And then fast forward to where we are now, the situation just either for whatever reason y'all stayed together because y'all wanted to stay together or y'all felt an obligation to be with each other or whatever the reason is. But I've personally just always felt like the Will situation has always been a if it's not an outright and open thing, it's always like an underlying, like, just it's just there.
I feel like it's an excuse for him to get away with certain things.
No, I don't bring up Will to it, this
but
day.
You do though, because you said, you haven't gotten past that. And I'm like, what are you talking
when,
about?
When did I say that? Matter, just now?
The subject matter.
I said to you in private. Mm-hmm. I've never said that to you.
You say in that private. You're still holding
when did
on.
I say
like,
that?
Holding on to what?
Since November, have I said that? In the house or
not
in public?
In this house.
Okay.
Been here 3 months.
So what?
Yeah, you say
we got here in November. It's March. So when did I say that?
Thanksgiving.
That's I said November. So
okay, it's the end of November. You're excluding a whole
No, I'm saying years. when did I say that though?
Right before moving here, you said it to me.
All right, we all disagree on that. All I'm saying is you would feel some type like if you went into Brack's house and Brack had a whole bunch of pictures of Natasha all over the place.
If she was dead and they were married, I would have no problem.
Well, then that is where y'all differ then.
If he was married to Natasha and his children's mother died and he had pictures up, I would not feel bad at all. Those are memories that those children deserve to see because their parents were married. That's something that I'm instilling in them. We had a relationship. It wasn't just sex and we popped out a baby. It wasn't. That's the relationship they had.
But why did y'all get divorced?
Why did we get divorced? Substance abuse. Infidelity, abuse. That's why we got divorced.
What on who end? Whose end was that?
On his end.
So he had
a drug addiction problem.
So what did you do on your end?
I tried to work it out for years upon years. He did not want help, and that's why
how
I
long
made
were
my,
all together?
That's why 11 years. I made my final decision that I had to separate myself for the welfare of my children. What was in their best interest?
How long were y'all married for?
We were married for 3 years.
Thought it was
five. But he told me that he was not giving up drugs. And I said, okay, well, then it's time for me to go. I knew that it was
so y'all got together at a young age. How old were you when y'all got together?
I was 19.
Yeah, you don't even know who you are at 19.
No, you don't. You don't at all.
So y'all growing up together.
So y'all together 11 years?
Then y'all had Gabby.
So you got together at 19. Mm-hmm. And y'all were married for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And you divorced him when?
I divorced him 2 years before he passed away.
And what year did he pass away?
He died in 2016.
So 11 years and y'all got together at 19. What would that make you? How old would you be?
I was 19.
No, I'm talking about, you'd be 30?
Mm-hmm. No, I was 18.
So you'd be 29?
Yeah, I was like 18. No, I was 18.
You met him in middle school.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm 32 now.
Oh.
So y'all together 11 years. Mm-hmm. But, then y'all had Gabby. When y'all had Gabby? Were y'all married when y'all had Gabby?
No. When I had Gabby, we got married 6 months later.
And then y'all had Mackenzie. When did y'all have Mackenzie?
I didn't have Mackenzie with William.
But when did you have Mackenzie?
When I got divorced. As soon as I got divorced, I had a fling and I got pregnant with Mackenzie.
Yeah, that's how I got an STD. I had a fling.
Well, it wasn't a one-night stand. We were dating, but he was a fling to me. I didn't love him.
So then after the fling, y'all got back together?
After the fling, he came back into town, saw me pregnant, and said he was going to help me raise Mackenzie. We didn't really get back together.
But y'all together 11 years.
He wanted to.
But 11 years, from 19 to you'll be 29.
You're talking about someone when they're dealing with an addiction the same way people deal with alcohol. It's like they're in it, but they're not.
But you know I'm not talking about his side, because he would be the one with the addiction. I'm talking about your side. Y'all were together for 11 years, from 19 to what, 30? Mm-hmm. How old are you now?
32.
You're 32?
Mm-hmm. Why are we talking about years?
I'm just pointing out years.
Go back to the subject. What was the subject? You communicating with your ex.
I believe every man should have a relationship with their baby's mama at the end of the day, because I don't want to be a baby daddy. Like, that's not my title. And before we had kids, we were friends. Before we had a relationship, we were friends. She played basketball in high school. I played football in high school. Like, we were friends before anything. We didn't even think about getting together. So, even though we separated, we're not together, we still have a responsibility to raise kids, and we also have a responsibility to show that our kids, as long as we're not together, no. But we have a great relationship. Because speak on this. If your mom and dad had a relationship outside of their divorce, would that be cool? Like, it would be less hassle, right? Yeah, or both. If your mom and your dad had a relationship, if your mom and your dad had a certain relationship outside of the marriage.
Was he out of line for sending his BMF audition to his baby mama? And I want your complete honesty here. This woman went and did all these things to him.
You ain't got to
answer
that question.
His life is on hold.
You ain't got to answer
that. No, you answer that question.
My life on hold because I just got a job. Answer that question. My question is, Bolt,
answer that question.
Would you be okay with, like, your mom and your dad having a relationship outside of their marriage?
You're not listening.
If they able to talk to each other.
I tell him to have a relationship with her.
If they able to have
boundaries.
If they able to be friends.
You're fucking giving fuel to the devil that's holding your life back.
You want me to be, you said it's okay for me to have a relationship with the devil just now. You said you tell me.
This lady is putting your life on hold.
But she the devil and you want me to have a relationship.
She's acting like a spiteful baby mama and you're telling her your next move. I mean, but are you dumb or are you dumb? That's what somebody on the street would say to you.
This is coming from a person who's experienced this firsthand. Like, I'm pretty sure you've seen this with your friends and stuff like that.
I'm the one, I tell him, pay child support and talk to them. Talk to your kids on a daily basis, and you need to have a relationship with her. But there are boundaries.
You have to both understand that the other person has experienced love and relationship. See, the common denominator between the two of you is that you both have children. And so how you came about getting those children is two different ways. It was two different times in your life, and the outcome was very different. Bracky has three kids.
You didn't answer my question.
No, listen. Bracky has three kids, one of which is not his and two of which are his biologically. Crystal has two kids, both of which are hers biologically, but by two different dudes. So, the two of you have experienced such situations and experiences totally different than one another. So, Crystal believes that you telling Natasha, your baby mom, about certain activities will lead her to believe that you are experiencing financial advantages.
Prosperity.
Yeah, prosperity. You're getting to the bag, and she could use that against you to further push you back or further hold you back out of spite.
I just don't believe that that's gonna happen.
Okay,
she's already doing it.
So
she's already doing
what?
So
this, okay, so you're saying
you don't believe she'll do that? She's doing it.
I don't believe she'll do that because before, like when I started to get into acting in 2009, she was there and she saw the business and she saw like what I was doing and she supported me. This is outside of a physical relationship, as far as like this is just talking about like what I'm passionate about in my craft. She understands it. We share that, like, okay, she likes movies a lot. I like movies a lot. Like, she saw my career in the beginning. So fast forward years later, I'm just saying that, look, I'm still at it, and this is what I have, and this is what I'm doing. I don't feel like she's gonna do that to me because she knows how hard it is, and she knows she was in Miami when I did my film. She knows with the kids, so she knows exactly what I'm going through. So when I shared that with her, all she did was give me positive vibes and just tell me to keep going. Like, that was on a friendship level. Now, we're talking about being spiteful and deceitful and stuff like that. On that level, she's not going to do that. The reason I'm on child support and all this other stuff, because she got... All right, she had Alex. And when I met Alex, he was just turning 3 years old. I helped raise Alex. And I love, genuinely love. I feel that's my son. When I say I got kids, I got 3 kids. And then we have our 2 kids. So things were going a certain way. And outside of financially and the way we were living and all that shit, she knows that it's important that I'm in his life and I'm in Braxton and Inez's life. Like, there was she knows that I love them. So what I have going on as far as like what I owe and all that shit, that's from me not going through things the proper channel. Did she do some things wrong? I can't speak on that. She knows that, but I'm speaking on Bracky and what I did wrong. So
no,
for
speak
me,
the truth, you know what she's done, but you.
Well,
don't
I'm
say
speaking
it.
On me. Like,
no,
I can't
say
I,
it for the record. What has she done for me to feel the way that I feel? You never want to validate it.
Well, I'm speaking on me.
No, what has she done? What has she sent you? Because you've shown me.
I'm speaking on me.
She suspended my license for not paying child support. She put me on arrears. You've raised those kids since when? When did me and you start dating? Not even 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you owe $60,000+. It's up to $66,000 right now. Since those kids were born. So you know what the system says? The system says this man's never been involved. Nor does he take initiative to come to court because he's too scared. And you want to sit here and act like nothing is wrong, or this person isn't trying to do you wrong.
So like I said earlier in this podcast about things that go on in my life and I don't really talk about, besides being racially profiled and all this shit, like, I do know that that's going on. Like, I do see that, and it does make me upset. But I also know that, like, I have a spirit that where everything is gonna be okay. Like, just because I'm not handling it the way you handle it, it's not making
because
me wrong.
Because what you've said is you always get on her good side and she'll fix it later. That's what you said.
I feel like
me.
Things need
if
to
you,
cool
you
down.
Said if I let things cool down and I get on her good side, she's done it before. She'll take me off child support.
See, you come
but
from such a
is
like
an
angry. You come from such an angry side, like you. You,
but it's not
why
me
you,
doing it.
I'm not saying you're doing. I'm not saying. I'm not saying you're doing. I'm not saying
what
you're doing.
Because you know
wrong.
Who's dealing with the consequences?
Bracky.
I am. When a nigga don't want
to
work.
When a nigga go to jail, who going
him.
To jail? Bracky.
When his kids come over, you gotta take care of them because
like,
he don't got no money. When you gotta drive him around because he don't got a license, but he don't put the blame nowhere.
Hey, I got a job though. Shout out.
Because I applied for
I'm
him
doing
and I
good.
Lied on his resume. That's why he
yeah.
has
Damn,
a job.
Damn, I'm gonna get fired.
And I said that he worked for me. That's why he got the job.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so
I got.
When
the,
I get,
but I got
when
the
I
job.
Have, when you guys hear me get upset, it's because I have literally been dragged through the gutter. He's not feeling the consequences of his actions because I am with him, and when we're together, we're one. So I'm feeling all of it.
So then
when you
steal it back, I tried. I said, hey, let's go our separate ways. I'm not going nowhere. I said, well, what do you mean? What do I do? Do I have to call the police? Do I have to put a restraining order? I'm not going nowhere. Well, you give me no other option because I'm being dragged. You don't want to accept the behavior that's happening from other people when you're giving them your next move. So when I say I'm done, you don't believe me, but the reality is I'm done. I'm done dealing with your baggage, your problems that you don't want to face.
Brown. Wait, no.
Now you can't blame me for wanting to leave a relationship. That's not a relationship. It's a fucking situationship that I caught myself into because you don't want to fix anything.
So you feel...
Do you think...
Hold on.
Do you think that if my ex was still here, I would be telling him my next move?
We can't answer that.
We obviously were friends at one point or something.
We can't answer that. You know why we can't answer that? Because y'all were married. Like, it's on a whole different level.
Different. So many things would be
different. But we can't answer that because he's not here.
Who knows?
Even hers. I was great friends with him. We were great friends since high school.
But like I said, we can't answer that because he's not here.
The point is that when you separate, you separate. When you guys talk,
when you separate,
families that know how to co-parent. Listen, we talk about the kids. You don't need to know about anything in my personal life. Nothing.
I see.
My personal life is my personal life. Whether it's my work, whether it's my extracurricular activities, that is my personal life.
My dad thinks that the way that he does stuff is the way that you should be doing. Like, when you mow the grass, you go down and you come back up. There's no crisscross and side to side. Crystal is saying that for you to have a relationship with your BM, y'all can't be talking about all of that stuff. I understand to a certain extent because women are like that. Women are spiteful. And they don't want to see you get on. And if they feel like you're doing something and you prosper in a little bit, then it's time for them to get their hand out into your pocket. Crystal is saying to alleviate all of that stress, that you don't tell her anything that's going on. You ask her about Bub and Inez in school.
Are you working? Yes, I am. I'm going to send you guys money. What do you need? Let me take care of
what you... She's saying that you are handling it incorrectly because that's how she...
Do you guys need anything extra? I got you. I'm not saying I don't want you to talk to her. I'm saying that there are boundaries.
Sweet. And Bracky is saying that you don't have to be afraid of something happening because he has found himself in this situation before.
And how many times has he ran back to her?
I don't know. I can't explain that because...
I don't know.
Like I always say, some stuff is between y'all because you're in a relationship.
Numerous times.
But a lot of it is out of my jurisdiction.
Why do you feel like I'm going to run back to her, for one? And for two, like...
You told me you guys get separated, got back together.
Yeah, but you can't speak on what I'm going to do when I tell you
are
this
you
is...
Afraid?
You can't speak on saying what you think I'm going to do when I tell you what I'm going to do. For one. For two, you just told me
a lot of things, though.
But no, listen, you just told me a behavior that you have. So now you putting it on me, thinking I'ma do it. You were with the guy from 19 to 30 or whatever for how many years, it's in there, but you obviously went back to him and you feel like I'ma do the same thing that you did. But that's not true, but that's what you're saying, because that's not what I'm doing. Like, just because I shared a video with it and you went through my phone and you saw it, you got upset, but you never asked me any questions.
That's like saying your exes are your friends. They're not your friends.
That is different.
You guys have a certain relationship.
That is different.
And it gets cut there.
That is different.
I'm sorry, it gets cut there.
Some people are friends. That's just the way.
But it gets cut to a certain line. It doesn't matter.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Cut at a certain line. This person just got your
license
suspended.
We don't talk about the things that we used to talk about, though.
This person just got your license suspended. This person just did all this stuff to you. And you have the nerve to tell them because you're not dealing with the problem. I am, because I'm your girlfriend. I'm dealing with all the repercussions of your actions as your girlfriend, not you.
But...
Because if you take the bus to work every day and you start feeding yourself and you go get your own apartment, you are not going to feel the same type of way.
About what?
You feel angry because you are taking on the burden of the...
The problem that they cause.
So the problem that we cause?
Yeah.
You thinking about yourself then?
No, I'm not. You're not thinking about me at all in this situation.
See,
you're thinking
like
about
I
you.
Said, it's you thinking about yourself right now. Because you just said, at the end of the day, I don't see my kids. So how do you think I feel on a daily basis? You ain't even got to answer that. That wasn't a question. Because I'm trying to talk to you. I deal with on a daily basis of not seeing my children. You think you see your kids every day.
Yes, I do.
And you texting while I'm talking to you. So disrespectful.
Nobody's texting.
But anyways, she see her kids every fucking day. So you don't know how I feel right now. You have no idea how I feel right now. Zero. So
that gives you a reason to do what you do. That gives you a reason to tell someone.
I'm telling you that because
puts your life in jeopardy. They put your life in jeopardy because you have to fill every, documents
everybody,
out.
Everybody to get that should done. Have a
you
healthy.
You literally have to go to the court and say, "Hey, can you suspend this person's license because they owe me so much money?"
How long ago did that happen?
A year. That's why I get upset. So you're telling them your next, it's like a business proposition. So you're telling them your next move when they're
holding
you
back. Do you look
at
relationships as a business proposition?
They're holding you back. When you're not in a relationship with them, yeah.
But I'm not even what I asked you.
When you're not in a relationship, yeah, it is.
But no, when you.
You've always got to be precautious of your next move no matter what.
All right, so when you're in a relationship, do you
friendships
think...
are not. You can have a friend. You got to be careful what you say to them because something might hurt it, right? Your actions might hurt that relationship. Anything. Nowadays, social media, an emoji might... You might